This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we have a very special guest joining us. I'll continue with some calls. Then I'm going to get into the rabbit hole that's Jeffrey Epstein and what's really going on there. We're going to have a deep discussion in the fourth hour with Lee Stranahan. We'll continue with calls then, but specifically only on that topic. Speaking of that, let's go to Jim and then Carlos. Jim in Texas, you say Jeffrey Epstein is a controlled operation. Well, it's come out that he worked for some U.S. intelligence agencies and Robert Mueller. You know, I said that years ago. It's in the news now. He was obviously protected. My issue is that there's no evidence Trump is anywhere connected to it. If Trump was connected, I would expose it. All I see is Bill Clinton and Democrats connected. What do you think?
Well, given that every story has mentioned that James Comey's daughter's in charge of this, and given that Pelosi's daughter came out and announced it, that's the signal to the left that they're not at risk here. It's like when Obama closed car dealerships that were owned by conservatives, but not liberals. This is going to be a selective targeting of Republicans that have enabled Trump to do what he's done. Now, think about who Jeffrey Epstein is. He's a banker. How many pervert bankers are there, Democrat or Republican, that have gone to that guy's island that they have a black book on? They're going to target just them, not any Democrats. They're going to turn a blind eye to anything that makes any Democrat or any Democrat they don't like look bad. They're going to target Republicans.
No, I think you're right. We're all cheering this on. There's no connection to Trump. They're still going with it. And so what you're saying is a selective prosecution.
If they can take out the bankers that have helped Trump to run the economy, if they can crash the economy, that's what they want to do. They want to cause a riot. That's what they're hoping to come out of this, Alex.
Oh, exactly. He's a huge international banker. He's had all these guests, and if they can implicate them, they'll leave Trump and won't support the economy. Right as Trump says last week, the biggest threat to what we're doing is the private Federal Reserve.
That's what I'm worried about, sir.
Well, you're a smart caller. That's why I take calls. I will expand on that, Jim, because, Pelosi's daughter came out and said, some of our favorite people are going to be implicated.
But that's cover. That's pretend talk. They know it's not going to happen. This was passed. You got to know that Bill Clinton and Hillary gave a thumbs up to this before they ever went ahead with it. Jeffrey Epstein knew what he was doing. He came back and did a laydown. He's a
so you're saying this is going to be the revenge inside of the Democratic Party and the Justice Department, knowing that Epstein has a list of some Republicans he was able to compromise. I agree with you. I think that's where this is going, and I think it's going to be impossible for them to only burn their own people when it's mainly Democrats doing it. I think it's a threat to Trump. I think he calls their bluff, but I think you're right. Thank you, Jim. One hell of a time to be alive. Carlos in Canada. Carlos, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, Alex. Just the first is a point of information, and the second is probably the most important item that I will ever cover on any of my phone calls to you. It's very, very important. But in November 2018, the Miami Herald, as you know, published a new investigation into Epstein's alleged child sex trafficking ring. And it prompted the federal investigators then to invalidate the agreement not to prosecute. And at this time, shortly after, a month later, they were ready to move on Epstein. Coincidentally, on January the 5th, 2019, a few days later, the temple, which was built in St. James, a little St. James Island, Orgy Island, completely burned down. And
you know, Carlos, you've been calling for a long time, and I forgot about Orgy Island burning down. We've got Lee Stranahan on in the fourth hour. Give us your number, and I promise you'll be the first caller we go to with Lee Stranahan. She'll have 5 minutes or so when Lee Stranahan's on, say in about an hour and a half from now. Are you game to do that? Okay, guys, get Carlos's number. He's been calling for like a decade. Really smart guy. And he's reminding me of all this stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, it burned down. It's just, that's why. This is getting crazy. And we'll go to everybody else as well. Annabelle and Mac and John and Richard and Josh and Travis and Jerome. But we have a special guest. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies. And that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us. And I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. Well, we've still got radio silence on Trump's social media summit, the Trump's vowing action against big tech censorship, bullying, discrimination, suppression. That's some of the words he used. But we've got our reporters, some of our auxiliary folks inside, the reporters outside. And there's a ball tonight at Trump Tower that my crew was invited to. It's going to have a bunch of participants, so we'll have a lot of live feeds throughout the 34-hour broadcast that continues right through tomorrow at 6 p.m. Central at Infowars.com/show. And I know the faithful audience is already doing this, but for everybody tuning in on AM, FM, TV, satellite, shortwave, the Internet, spread those links, overpower the AI sensors, Infowars.com/show. Lauren Chin is one of my favorite people on Blaze TV. I've been on her show, which takes courage to do, because you can obviously be censored for talking to the one who must not be named. She's a political and social commentator and hosts the Blaze TV show, Pseudo-Intellectual. She began as a YouTuber and has since gained, well, I'd say hundreds of millions of views. She just says like 40 million or whatever on the platform and hundreds of thousands of followers. She's also appeared on Fox News, Daily Wire, Rebel Media, PragerU, and The Ruben Report. And she's born in Canada, raised in Hong Kong, and came to the U.S. for university. She's a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science with a minor in Middle East Studies in Arabic. And the topics she is most passionate about include dating culture, family values, individual liberty, gender equality, and issues surrounding race. Follow her on Twitter at Lauren Chin, The Lauren Chin, and BlazeTV.com at /Lauren. Thanks for joining us today. I want to get into censorship, something you wanted to cover with this whole conference going and how crazy it's gotten. You also want to talk about Tommy Robinson, the persecution of the press, CNN hosts saying we need to do away with talk radio, members of Congress saying arrest people that criticize Democrats. I mean, wow, this is like we're living in the beginning phases of the novel 1984. Thanks for coming on.
For sure. Thanks for having me. And you're absolutely right. This is Orwellian in every sense of the word. And I think if you would have told me where things were going to be right now, I don't know, 5 years ago, I don't think I would have believed you.
Well, I watch your show. It was great being on your show. You're really an expert on this. Lay into it of where you think we're going, what Trump needs to do, just your, you know, your top points.
Sure. Well, right now we're at a point where all of the big social media platforms, I'm talking Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and above YouTube, just Google in general with their search results, and not to mention Pinterest. I wouldn't consider it a major platform, but it's part of this too. They're kind of surreptitiously, they have been trying to de-rank, de-boost, and hide any content that's even remotely conservative or pro-Trump. And you might even go further than that and say maybe not pro-Trump or conservative, but just anti-far-left progressivism. So they've been very successful about this. I know you guys have encountered it. If conservative commentators aren't outright banned, they're facing shadow banning. Their videos aren't being recommended. Views are dropping among political commentators that I know on YouTube to maybe just 10 or 16% in some cases of what they used to be. And this is all, I think, gearing up for the 2020 election, right? I mean, these people, they are far-left ideologues. They're pretty open about it, I think. And as the Project Veritas tapes have seen, if anyone hasn't seen them yet, I really recommend you check it out. They do think they have the responsibility, these Silicon Valley tech giants, to make sure that Trump doesn't get elected again. So that's why since 2016, they've been trying to work on all of these ways to make sure that any Trump supporters or any information that might sway voters' opinions to be more supportive of him, that content doesn't spread. It's very concerning. We've known it's been happening for a while, but it's only just recently that the president, I think, has given it the attention that it deserves. I applaud him having the summit. I hope, though, that this is just the beginning and that eventually there is actual concrete action taken against these companies.
When I saw this two nights ago, I didn't believe it at first, so I actually went to Facebook's terms of service. It took like 5 minutes to find it, and they changed it to say, you can engage in threats that cause death or bodily harm if someone is a dangerous person. Well, that definition is reserved for myself, Paul Watson, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Gavin McGinnis, and a few others. And it was actually an invocation for terror. They already said, don't say my name unless it's negative. But it's so Orwellian, I was pinching myself that they're issuing fatwas on ourselves. So I think that shows us where they're going if action isn't taken. I think it shows a real megalomania inside big tech.
And it's so strange. I didn't believe that new update when I saw it, when I heard of it either. Actually, I had to check it out for myself like you did, because I think if there's one, and we talked about this when you were on my show, if there's one thing that I think most people, even those who are for free speech, agree on that is okay to be moderated, it's actual violent threats, right? That's kind of like the one thing that everybody...
Oh, yeah, Section 230 says, if a site doesn't allow porn, no porn, no gambling, and no calls for violence. And that's in Section 230 that you can take that down. So it's exactly, they're right. Violating Section 230 now in an actual aggressive way, saying we go past, saying we're not just moderators, that... we're publishers now, but we're going to call for violent activism.
Well, and I think you can't look at this new measure and not see how it's a blatant double standard, right? Because conservatives, for a while, we've seen how there's this thing called verified hate. People collect all of the awful things that some of the left-wing verified Twitter users say or, you know, even post on Facebook, and it's not touched, it's not removed. But if you're someone who has, I guess, less popular politics for these Silicon Valley people, you're going to come under fire. This new terms of service update is essentially just, I guess, codifying what we've known for a long time. There are certain people where you're totally fine to make threats against and nothing will happen to you. It's pretty shocking. It's very bold of them to make these kind of updates, especially with all the scrutiny they're under right now. I'm very, very much looking forward to seeing what's going to be done about this. People have mentioned things like maybe antitrust breaking up companies like Facebook and Google. Some people say that's not enough. We need to hold them liable under 230 to civil suits, being accountable for things like defamation and whatnot. Will Chamberlain, who talks about this a lot, he thinks that platform access should be considered a civil rights. There are a lot of different avenues we could take to fix this problem. I'm interested to see what the president is going to choose to focus on.
I totally agree with what you said. It's dead on. The other part of the equation is the fake libertarian Koch brothers foundations are going to say, hey, it's their own company. These companies, Facebook, Apple, Google, they've bought thousands of companies. They buy everything up. Facebook bought WhatsApp and then said, we're going to take Alex Jones off that if he's using it, so I can't instant message private people. This is like the phone company breaking in on your phone. So they are giant monopolies working together. That's cartels. And they are a clear and present danger. I just wonder, why do you think they're so arrogant and think they're invincible?
Well, I think because for the longest time they have been, right? I mean, these Silicon Valley tech giants, they've escaped with, if you think about like e-commerce that they engage in, how Google runs their ads or their search results, they deal with clients every day and they're one of the least regulated, like, industries that I can think of, right? Because every type of service industry is regulated. I mean, food, retail, what have you. There are tons of government regulations on all of these businesses. But Silicon Valley, these tech giants have escaped largely untouched. Why is that? Because they serve more customers or deal with more people than almost any other industry. Everybody's on Facebook and YouTube. They deal with a lot more cash inflow than all of these other industries. So what makes them so special? I think it's because for a long time they have been investing money in lobbying to keep these, I mean, Congress and whatnot off of their back, and they've been successful about it. I'm hoping that we're finally at a point where people like Trump, the outsiders who are now in power, can finally do something about it, because like I don't like government regulation. I'm a small government minded person, but there comes a point where you have to wonder why they get such special treatment, right? Because it's not, I'm not just saying like, oh yeah, let's just burden the tech sector with more.
Listen, you're totally right.
Quality.
They're already bigger than most governments. They're engaging in criminal activity. I'm for free market. But I do not support having the mafia, because they call themselves free market, come and burn down my grocery store if I don't pay them protection money, or not let me have a cement company in New Jersey. So this is just criminal activity. And plus, the big tech companies had CIA funding, NSA funding. A lot of government bureaucrats got invested in them. And so that's why there's this sick relationship. It's an abuse of power. It's out of control. They sold out to the Chi-Coms, the EU, and others. And that's why they've got to come down. When we come back, I want to ask you what you think's coming next, what else you think Trump should do, and then what you think about the persecution of the press, not just here, but around the world. You can follow her at blazetv.com/Lauren. Lauren Chin's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Only you can circumvent the censorship.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Of a popular show, pseudo-intellectual on Blaze TV. If you're a TV viewer on TV stations or the internet right now, you see an image of Tommy Robinson wearing the T-shirt as he walked himself into jail this morning. That's like 15 hours ago, UK time. With a T-shirt he had made, convicted of journalism. That's the headline we put out Monday. Convicted of journalism on the back. The UK equals North Korea. Lauren Chin, again, is our guest. Without even trying, I have CNN today saying, do away with talk radio, just ban all conservative media. And then we have the congresswoman, famously, in Florida, just last week, saying, arrest anybody that criticizes Democrats. Here it is.
Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted.
Frederica Wilson, you know, Tipper Gore was a Democrat, but, you know, she didn't want 10-year-olds to be sold lyrics by Two Live Crew that were pretty nasty. But I'm still saying, hey, that's up to parents to control that. I don't want the state involved in censorship. It's next, it's me. But now, they're just out in the open saying censor everybody whenever they want. It's so draconian. It's so dangerous. It's so scary. Lauren Chin, why do you think they're coming out of the closet like this everywhere? I think it's because they really intend, just like Europe's done, to ban speech. I mean, Tommy Robinson exposed huge rape gangs, was beaten up, attacked dozens of times, put in prison. The guy's a hero. No jury trial, sent back to prison for talking about convicted child pedophiles.
Well, I think right now if we look at what's happening with the left essentially going off the rails and advocating full-on for censorship, they're not even hiding it. It's not dog whistles anymore. They're coming out and saying, no, let's just ban these people, their right to voice their opinions. For the longest time, the media, establishment media and establishment politicians have kind of fed each other, right? They've controlled the narrative entirely. And what's happened now with platforms like yours, with other independent outlets, I'd like to think the Blaze is part of that, as am I, they no longer have that control anymore, right? They don't get to decide what stories we talk about, what we report on. And as we saw with the 2016 election, that has real world consequences, right? I mean, it would be naive to think that, you know, for example, people my age, that we all just are naturally inclined to be far left progressives. No, it's because that's the line, the narrative that we've been fed for the longest time. So when independent media outlets or conservative commentators started chipping away at that and their control that they've had, they essentially freaked out, for lack of a better term, and this is their attempt to kind of regain that control. That's why we see places like Facebook, YouTube, they're really cramping down on these people. And I think people like the congresswoman you just saw cannot believe that's not parody. Super scary. They're at a point where they're not even afraid to advocate for banning it, because they've managed to frame this whole conversation not as, you know, free speech is bad, we're afraid of the control rules. They know. To them, it's like, oh, no, we're trying to ban hate speech. Just these bad people who have dangerous opinions. No one wants to support literal Nazis, right?
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
And the very same people
who have done it.
Exactly. The very same people doing this are the ones going, Trump's waging war on the press. He wants to arrest us. He wants to kill us. No. He's made them more money and ratings than ever. He's never called for them to be shut down. He just responds to their lies, and they call that a war on the press, when meanwhile they're saying shut down free speech. That's a war on the First Amendment, not just the press.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's funny. If Trump treated the mainstream media the way that Silicon Valley treats establishment media, they would absolutely lose their minds. They don't even know what it is to try to be silenced. They think getting your press pass taken away from you is a violation of their First Amendment rights. I mean, there's a blatant double standard here that they're employing, and they're not even ashamed of it.
How far do you think they'll go? Do they have any bottom? Because I've seen a few cases lately where they've told huge whoppers, and some of the media, here's an example. They had some headlines saying nobody showed up at Trump's event at the 4th of July. Later, a few media outlets had to say, okay, we were wrong. They put out fake news headlines that I lost the lawsuit for Sandy Hook for a book I never wrote that I wasn't in, and that I sent child porn to people, which I didn't. A bunch of people retracted. Some didn't. But there's got to be some low point. There's got to be a bottom. Is there a bottom to, as you said, the hysteria of the left, who was so arrogant, thought they were invincible, and found out they've lost most of the young people?
I used to think there was. I hope that there was. But I think, like a lot of people, the whole fiasco with Covington Catholic really opened my eyes about the depth that these people are willing to stoop to in order to push their agenda. The footage was always available of what happened that day, and how I think his name is Nick Sandman, if I'm not mistaken, was just standing there and someone came to confront him, not the other way around. That footage was always there from day one, the moment that story broke. Either these people, these journalists, were too lazy, or they just didn't care enough to look. But since then, no, I don't give them any benefit of the doubt, because I don't think they've earned that. I think they're willing to do whatever it takes to get control back. I mean, being an online commentator, I see the way that they smear people that I've worked with, I consider friends, Gavin McInnes, Tommy Robinson, the lies that they tell about these people. It really shocks you. I'm at a point now where, I mean, when I hear the media, and this is awful to admit, but when I hear the media call someone a right-wing extremist, unfortunately, my first response, my first instinct is, oh, they're probably a reasonable person. How dystopian is that?
Well, you're right. They've had like 26 women say that Trump raped them, always in a public place with no witnesses. But we come back, I've got a clip of a lady that said he kissed her on the lips aggressively. It's her trying to kiss him. He kisses her back a little. Trump's a germaphobe. He doesn't like doing that. There it is. Video appears to show Trump embracing a 2016 campaign staffer. She's now suing and claims he forcibly kissed her. But the video shows the complete opposite, and her leaning in to kiss him, him kissing her on the cheek. And, he's the bad guy. Total lies. What do you make of this?
I think people are going to watch that, and they're going to see whatever they want to see, right? Because, I mean, there's really been, if we look at what's happened with Trump, no evidence, substantial evidence to support any of this. These people, they have Trump derangement syndrome, for lack of a better term, and, I mean, they'll make whatever they want of it. I think we're at a point now where we saw this with Russiagate as well. They're willing to anything they could possibly grasp at in order to make him look guilty, like a predator, corrupt, whatever it may be. They're going to take, thankfully, I think it's at a point for most people where they've just gotten tired of all the lies and all the...
No, I agree.
In fact, it's not working anymore.
Here's the Elva Johnson 15-second clip of what she's suing him for. She comes over. They kiss on the side of the cheek. She said he squeezed her, kissed her on the lips. She's suing. Here it is.
And I've left my family for 8 months for you.
thank you.
8 months for you.
Thank you.
And that's the exchange. When we come back, I'm going to tell some listeners some of the things I've dealt with people I've known, including people that are periphery family. When the New York Times calls them up, Officer Money of the Daily Mail. And they tell them what they want. They tell them the lies they want to hear, and then a check is cut. What our guest said is true. There's no bottom. You're dealing with criminal syndicates. We'll be right back. briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When I was summoned from Montgomery, I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed
like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the front seat, you turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you...
All right, I intend to go to all your phone calls. Mac, Annabelle, John, Chris, Richard, Travis, Jerome, and more across the board here. We're in the middle of this 34-hour special live global transmission, 1776 worldwide. I like how Tommy Robinson over a year ago on this show said, I am not a victim, I'm a target, and I'm doing this willingly, but I don't want to get killed, so if I can get the truth out and fight this evil and not get killed, that's fine, but if I'm going to get killed, so be it. And there's something so refreshing and human and manly about that that I was talking, and she's going to be joining us tomorrow with a bunch of exclusive footage to one of the reporters that works for InfoWars, Katie Hopkins, who was out there, that he just it felt like victory as he was going into that prison for literally exposing giant child kidnapping rings. Some of the children, this is in mainstream news, were killed, cut up, and used and sold in kebab machines. So, and then the court says, well, you're in contempt. You're not supposed to report on that. And people go, well, he was in contempt. It violates Magna Carta. It violates law to spend years in jail. It's already spent time. Now he's going to spend more time for reporting on what's happening. But you know what? He's satisfied at the end of the day. But talking to our guest, Lauren Chen, who works for blazetv.com/Lauren. You can find her work right there. Follow her on Twitter at the Lauren Chen. This is going to radicalize conservatives, nationalists, Christians. I don't know what you call yourself. I've seen your show quite a bit, but I just think of myself as more of a populist, libertarian, type guy. But I do kind of sit back every day looking at this news, and I'm like, I should even get more upset. This is real tyranny. This is classical evil. And then I see what I mentioned earlier, and I don't want to get into long stories, but the New York Times, the Washington Post before, but especially the New York Times, they will stalk me for years. They will call everybody I ever knew, anybody ever worked here. They will offer them money. They will then threaten them. They'll then guilt them about how bad you've been. They'll go, I'm sorry. And then they'll have people literally make stuff up for money. I was talking to the Daily Mail, and I said, how much did you pay them? Well, we're not going to tell you. So I used a law enforcement tactic. I said, what, 20 grand? Well, no, it was 10,000. To say I wear swastika shoes, or that I fire guns at people's feet in the office. Totally insane. Like, kind of a Simpsons version of a Texan. Or just all of this insanity that goes on. And then you ask yourselves, how did this many of our countrymen and women become so evil, so soulless, so corrupt? And even if Trump stays in office, we kind of fix things. What do we do with the wreckage of a third of the population or so? If you go to a leftist event, you've seen this. They look like they are nigh the living dead. They're promoting pedophilia. I'm kind of ranting. I apologize, but you get the gestalt of what I'm saying. What do you make of this culture? Because if there was some country to move to get away from these people, I'd do it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's absolutely terrifying. And I'm someone like you, I talk about these issues a lot, and I feel like there's not an accurate way. There are no words I could use to make people understand how serious this is. I mean, with Tommy Robinson, I mean, just for people who are watching who are in the U.S. or Canada, the press were barred from reporting on the event. That's something to do in the UK. Even that concept is kind of foreign, especially, I think, to Americans, right? There's nothing like that for ongoing trials in the States, as far as I'm aware of. And then if you kind of look at the fact that the charges were dropped for him, and then they were retaken up, and then he was convicted, that kind of sounds like violating double jeopardy to me. I don't know about you, but just the whole thing with Tommy Robinson, there's nothing about it that shouldn't scare the British people. And, the British government, the system they use, it's not like the U.S. There's no enshrined Second Amendment, or First Amendment, rather. And the slippery slope that they've gone through, it just goes to show how when it comes to something like freedom of speech, you really can't take anything for granted, right? You can't just assume that everything's going to be guaranteed and protected, because it's simply not going to be. And I think we've seen in the past few years how quickly those rights can erode unless they are specifically protected. For anyone who's watching who's a supporter of Tommy Robinson, I think now is like the time. There's never going to be a more important time for you to voice your dissent to your government that you're not okay with this happening. And I mean, it's not just the UK, unfortunately. If we look at even Canada, you know, this kind of thing is happening. People are starting to want to make hate speech prosecutable by the federal government. The US thankfully hasn't gone that bad yet, but I think it's only a matter of time when the people who advocate for these types of measures pick up more steam. And, you know, you're right. It feels like there's nowhere else you can go right now that's safe. And I saw, I think it was on your show specifically, Tommy's now asking for political asylum. I mean, people have laughed at him for doing so, but I think he's absolutely justified. This is exactly political prosecution for his political beliefs. And I think it's disgusting that this is happening in a, you know, so-called Western democracy like the UK.
Take Asia Bibi. Our own David Knight made this point the other morning. This is a wonderful woman, no criminal record, a mother, facing a death sentence because as a Christian, it's blasphemy if she drinks out of a well being a Christian. Now, the UK, she asked for asylum in the UK, and the current Prime Minister, Theresa May, said, no, you'll upset the Muslims. And so she asked Trump for it. This is a woman. This is a Christian. This is exact. But I noticed we won't let Christians in out of Syria. We only let. And I'm not against Muslims, except they get worship. They get protected. They get covered up. And then this woman, who's a Christian, is treated like a dog, worse than a dog. She can't drink out of a. Because she's Pakistan, they have public water supply. She's not supposed to get water. Like black people can't go to the water fountain or whatever. It's beyond that. And Trump wouldn't take her in. Why? Because nobody got the message to him. I got the message to him on Arpaio. He did that. I got the message to him on the Submariner. He talked to him. I brought it up to him. He did that. But I can't get Tommy Robinson to him because of the people around Trump controlling him. It's disgusting.
No, you're absolutely right. And I'm someone who I'm very critical of the whole refugee and asylum system that's in place right now. Very, very critical of a lot of the claims that are being made about who's deserving of it and who's not, and just in general the way the UN system has set things up. But when it comes to someone like Asia Bibi, I think if we are going to take in refugees, and if we do so, it'll be out of generosity, not because of out of, you know, any supposed obligation. But if we are going to, I think to me it makes sense to take the people who are being targeted for their, you know, minority beliefs, people like, you know, Christians like Asia Bibi or someone even like Tommy Robinson. And look, I don't mean to compare their two situations. I understand they're very differently. A lot of people may say, what's the big deal? He's just being sent to prison. It's not like it's a death sentence. Understand that in the prisons, like these UK prisons, they're overrun with Islamists, right? And this is not a conspiracy theory. It's a noted problem.
They're run by Muslim gangs.
Right, exactly. And last time Tommy was in prison, he spent a lot of time in solitary confinement for his own safety, it was said. And he was also, he spoke about how he had a little window facing the courtyard. These people would shove their feces into his room. I mean, it's not an exaggeration to say that his life is in danger if he goes to one of these prisons. I mean, it's all.
By the way, he was being polite on air. I got the full story from him. They would hang their asses in. They'd stick their genitals in. And the guards just let them do this. And exactly. Political asylum is when it's known the Cuban government is putting somebody into prison. Or it's known you're going to prison for your speech. Or it's known that there's a death sentence out because you're a Christian woman in hiding because you dare drink out of a well. That's when you know you get asylum. Bring them. Not, 150,000 people showed up this week. They all claim asylum. Let them in.
Right. And I think the left, they're trying to conflate the issue. They're trying to make refugee or asylum seeker synonymous with economic migrant from a poorer country. Right. They're two very, very different terms. There should be different laws applying to them. They're not the same thing. And as someone who is the daughter of an immigrant from Hong Kong, like the idea that anyone who's foreign is just the same. They're all living under the same conditions, therefore all the same. We're like, no, that's not how immigration works. It's
exactly. Works. Lauren Chin, stay there. Blaze TV host. Amazing lady. We'll be back.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Segment with our amazing guest, and then I promise I'm going to get to all your calls, and I'm going to also have other guests on getting into the Jeffrey Epstein thing. And is he going to target Trump, the Republicans, or the Democrats? As we know, it's mainly the Democrats involved, but plus if they're setting it up for that. Tommy Robinson convicted of journalism. The UK is now North Korea, in his words. And there's a new article, Tommy Robinson's final plea to Trump. My family needs asylum. Antifa and Islamists have already been to his house. They pledged to kill them. The police say they won't protect them. I wonder why the left has to, like, cheerlead the destruction of the West. As hundreds of supporters gathered around London's Old Bailey courthouse awaiting the sentencing of Tommy Robinson, the British patriot made one last plea for help to President Trump. UK online newspaper caught Tommy on his way to the courthouse on Thursday to ask, what is your message to Trump? Our freedoms are gone. Don't stand by and watch. If this was another country other than Britain, everyone would be intervening, Robinson replied. Do you think he'll grant you asylum? Public occurrences asked, to which Tommy responded, my family needs asylum. We genuinely need asylum. This has been a political persecution, a witch hunt by people who want to kill me, but it's orchestrated by my own government. And you've got Sadiq Khan saying Trump needs to be tried for war crimes or kick him out of the UK or don't want him to come. And then we just always ignore it and bow down and just let them have the moral high ground. What's your comment on this, Lauren Chen, and then Ablaze TV? And then is there a way out of this for reconciliation with the college and the corporate brainwashing, sensitivity training, leftist cults, where these people just get crazier and crazier? In the end, I think they're going to lose, but it's so sad that so many people are just wrecking their futures.
Yeah, well, I think Sadiq Khan should spend a little bit more time worrying about his city's own stabbing problem, spend a little less time trash-talking Trump. That might be good for London. I mean, but overall, I think Tommy absolutely is right to fear for the safety of his family. Whether Trump is going to give him specifically asylum, I unfortunately don't really see that happening. I think there's a lot of diplomatic issues there, especially that he's already been convicted, right? So if the U.S. were to take him, that just brings up extradition questions. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen. I really wish it would, but I guess we'll see. In terms of his family, though, I absolutely think they should be able to leave. They're people who their addresses have been doxed. He's spoken about it in interviews. They've had to move several times because of all the death threats. And these aren't just, you know, random trolls on the internet. There are people out there that would absolutely be willing to hurt him. I think we've seen that enough. I would love to say that we've reached a point where the rational centrist or, you know, just anyone who isn't a far left progressive has gotten tired of all the craziness, the political division, you know, letting these lunatics run our governments. You know, I would love to say that it's over, that it's going to stop. But frankly, and I've talked about this a lot on my show, the way the far left have set things up, right? They control media. They control establishment news. They control pop culture, TV shows. They control education, elementary schools up to colleges. They really have a good hold on the system right now. And I think I'm not saying that, you know, it's worth stopping fighting or anything like that, but I think it's going to take a lot more from anyone who's upset about these issues.
I think what you're saying is really we better decide whether we're going to give up or really fight hard, because they're dug
exactly.
in, they're
exactly.
trying to cement their takeover.
Exactly. And I mean, I think we are maybe starting to see cracks, right? And I think independent media is a huge part of this. Again, I'll praise independent media for kind of breaking the cycle of control that the establishment has had for so long. There are a lot of stories, like everything that Tommy's trying to bring awareness to with the whole grooming gangs. Without people like him, these people would just be completely unaware of what's happening in their own country too.
And you always know when somebody's over the target, they're being persecuted.
No, absolutely. And I think the whole thing with Tommy, it should scare people in the UK, not just because you support him or not, but it should scare you that your government treats these ideas with such disdain, right? Because anything Tommy speaks up against, like, they're not really prosecuting just him. They're trying to make an example of him to anyone who's going to say the type of things that he does, you know, to raise awareness to the issues that he does, like the
globalization,
mass migration. Exactly. So if you're someone who just casually supports him or agrees with him, whether or not you're his biggest fan, like, this is an attack on you specifically, directly.
In closing, people can find your show, obviously, at blazetv.com/Lauren. You see Pelosi acting like she's distancing herself from AOC, but that's really the globalist policies. AOC just does it in a ham-fisted way and lies when she gets caught. And so they're trying to act like, oh, you know, the party split. Then I was watching different Democrats on Fox News this morning saying we all need to come together and be more centrist. Now, the truth is Republicans have tried to be centrist. We get drug along with their leftist garbage. And the left now has just run away like a fish with a line in the most extreme insanity. And so the media is spinning it like we all need to be less extreme. Conservatives and Christians and people, we're not extreme. We're promoting stuff that works, that's tried and true. Like family and property and the right to defense and borders and then they're meanwhile saying there's hundreds of genders and pedophilia is good and world government's good and open borders are good and America sucks. And then we're like, okay, what's the alternative? It's just these people, I don't know how they got so whacked out.
Well, I think I've brought this up too, how the left is going insane, and I've had people say, well, everybody's a little bit more polarized and et cetera, et cetera. They've actually done studies. They track the trends of political opinions in the U.S., and they can prove with data that over the past few decades, the right-wing conservatives, Republican Party, they've remained pretty consistent, right? Someone who identifies as right-wing now is going to have a lot of common ground with someone who identified right-wing, let's say, 20, 30 years ago. The case is not the same for the left-wing. They actually have demonstrably gone further left than they ever have been. I mean, we see this with even people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. There are tapes, or Barack Obama, of them, you know, maybe 10 years ago talking about the importance of securing the border. They're not saying that kind of stuff anymore. One of the only positive things I can say about AOC is I think she is so far left that even Nancy Pelosi and people like that are starting to say, okay, maybe we need to slow things down a little bit. That's honestly the only hope I think the Democrats have right now, because I think among a very small base of people, these far-left progressives, people like AOC are great, they're amazing, but I think the Democratic Party needs to realize that America in general is not woke Twitter. They need to stop pandering to these people, or else they're going to feel it in elections.
That's right. And Lauren Chin, thank you so much for coming on. I love your show. When I get a chance, I watch it. I see the clips all over the internet. People should follow it at Blaze TV. But when you pull back from all the stuff that's happening, the gatekeepers of the left try to always keep the right wing from talking to each other. They always lie about everybody else to make sure we're all atomized, we're all balkanized. And the fact that you and others, like Stephen Crowder and others from Blaze TV, buck that trend of control, that is so essential to not letting the left dictate to who we talk to and when we talk to them. So thanks for coming on, and have a great week coming up.
For sure. And again, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Lauren Chin joining us from blazetv.com/Lauren. Sue Intellectual. Okay. I know callers have been holding. I took a lot of calls last hour. I'll get to your calls coming up. We've got a special guest joining us. We're in the middle of a 34-hour broadcast that I intended to be a fundraiser, but I got so busy fighting the globalists, it's my fault. I didn't even get the directives going to build a page for it and all the rest of it for 1776 worldwide. I was going to have some action points, the rest of it. So we're not doing the money bomb today. We'll do that in a few weeks. Just a straight up donations, because we haven't done that in a long time. And a donation, if we get a dollar, we keep like 95% of it instead of only keeping like 20-30% of it with product sales. We got a bunch of initiatives that are really important. But we are doing a fundraiser with the 1776 worldwide 34-hour broadcast. That's happening. The live TV, the live radio, the live analysis. That's the power of live. The commitment to being live on air means the commitment happens. It actually manifests. We do it. And it's just a beautiful thing. It cuts through everything. And so InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, we have all the products 75 to 25% off on the site. And that means 50-plus percent off on Ultra 12, which is an amazing, pure vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, Brain Force Plus, and so many other great products. All the apparel, the T-shirts and stuff, are $17.76. Some of these T-shirts have got $14 worth of product on them because of the fancy fabric and the nice printing and done in the USA and everything. But it's still fun. So $17.76 worldwide. Get all of the great Betsy Ross flag shirts. Get everything at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So again, 75% off, ladies and gentlemen, to 25% off shorewide, InfoWarsStore.com, Survival Shield X3, Living Defense Plus, Immune Wall, Lung Cleanse, Floralife Probiotic, all hats and shirts, including the new Betsy Ross 1776 and Space Force Limited Edition shirts, are $17.76 at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, $17.76 worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. And whatever you do, we're doing this live feed right past the TV and radio stations as well. So spread the word about the 1776 worldwide broadcast at InfoWars.com/show. All right, some of your phone calls straight ahead, and Lee Stranahan as we go down the Jeffrey Epstein rabbit hole.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.